I feel like it might have been done live here.
Ah, interesting. We'll have to ask him.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll put links to all of those in the show notes. Then it was Junior Mervyn.
Yeah, with Crossover and the Upsetters doing the Crossover dub. Prime Black Ark material there from Lee Scratch Perry on the boards, blowing his smoke into the tape recorders and all that
absolutely
nonsense.
Absolutely crazy. Yeah.
Crazy noises. How do you get all that stuff onto like a 4-track recording?
Good point.
It's just madness. But anyway, a fair achievement. That one has, I think, recently been reissued, which one I've heard that the other day. And then you heard another recent reissue as well. That was George's with The Light, who are more commonly known as More Relation. But apparently on the day they recorded it, one of the members didn't turn up in time or something.
Okay.
So because there was less of them, they had to change name. I don't know. So they just made something up on the spot. But the dub is actually credit to them. More Relation with a blacker dub. They were a sort of New York-based, I think something a bit like a backing band. Classic touring reggae artists had come into town. They were in New York and said, we need a reggae band.
Yeah.
Get these guys in. But yeah, that's them doing their actual singing as well. And they're actually really good. Sound a lot like the Wailers. Bit of a Bob Marley-esque delivery.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a killer dub as well. So yeah, that one from 79, I think, and recently issued, I think, original Tricky to Locate.
So we have always threatened to do a full show of disco mixes.
We haven't we? I think we've threatened it in various guises.
Yeah, I was sort of weighing up this week because I've been going through the records. I'm not sure how many actual vocals and dubs I've got. So you might have to...
I've got, to do it live?
Mm.
Well, that's the problem. I think a lot of them of mine are on, when you've got the 7 and you've got it on the flip. So we could do it as like a twin spin in some ways, but then a lot of them I've got split over LPs as well. So
we'd need a dub siren.
Ugh.
I need doing some heavy lifting. I don't think the audience need us to have a dub siren. Oh, there's going to be so much to edit out. So I'm just punching the desk. I don't know what's going on.
We talked for too long, didn't we?
Yes.
We did warn about this. All right, let's go back to music. We keep it coming, we keep it coming. And when it's time to organize, we stick together through the times with the attitude like mine. We keep it coming, we keep it coming, we keep it coming, we keep it coming, we keep it coming. And when it's time to organize, we stick together through the times with the attitude like mine. We keep it coming. I be flipping the scripts, ripping through hoods, coming to quit. Lips out of my lyrics, sipping 40s in a whip. Organize, rise, raise up the level, surprise. Niggas watch Prince, open your eyes when I deliver. Give a honey dip, a wink, think chocolate, bitch. Switch up the pace, kick me the digits, later you can taste. The bass thumps for months, entrapped in the lab with mad blunts, creating formulas that you can grab. I escape the clutches of whackness, I'm like a mat. Just lay it down for the south side, sounds of blackness. I keep it coming, stunning, you're running through states to make bass. Gunning you down with the drumming that the rakes in the dough. Oh my god, times are hard, so I gotta flow. Spark up the L, I excel over the stress, crushing the competition that I stalk from east to west. Rest assured, we will deliver the goods to the hoods. For the youth, this is proof we should well organize. Got the bomb, hard to stay calm, forming like Voltron and then attacking the dawn. We keep it coming, we keep it coming, here it comes, we keep it coming. Gonna get easier in my mind and in my soul. I can take control of a beat whenever I roll. Stroll up the block, 40s all cocked back. In my knapsack is a Uzi Rock Black. What's up? Spreading like malaria, but much scarier. Migrating in the whole tri-state area. Without a doubt, my niggas never go out. They rock braids and fades and baldies and blow out the blue out. Throughout the entire night, I'm peeping you and your entire crew out. What's that all about? I suppose I'll be stepping to the holes when I'm asking them with confidence.
Cause I know my new shit is gonna go platinum. I'm after them. Light skin ones inside of a Maxima on the passenger side. This is what I'm asking her. Hey, baby, you look so good. Why you driving through our neighborhood? If raps I wrote or cookies, I bet you buy the chip. Rookie fetch a fighter, it took us a long time to ignite a fucking style from the end back to the beginning. Niggas is winning. Prince, niggas is winning. Keep the fat drumming running up your back. Black stacks of facts for the tracks so you can react to. We keep it coming.
We keep it coming.
Thank you.
Well, you got your dance, and you got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're very fine. Your mother, she's embarrassed. Arms are black and St. James Good, and your father Peter Witter, if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're very fine. Your old man took a dance, and Tierra's by the screen. Now she gets a kicks and stepping, not a Knight's Bridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're very fine. Now you got some diamonds, and you will add some others, but you'd better watch your step, girl, or stop looking with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're very fine. So don't play with me, 'cause you're very fine.
forced to turn back.
We're all there.
What's that villain doing?
Wait, Princess. Your voice sounds familiar.
Oh, it should. You see, Doom wants me to marry him. After seeing what he has done to our peaceful world, I despise him. He intends to destroy all of us if I persist in refusing him. Even now.
Shaitan never came so ill. He got skill. Met a brother from the grill that gave my spine chills. All 33 nerves controlling my curves. Common sense just swerved every time I got served. Stress, frustration, empty rhetoric. Cold as winter in Connecticut. Compassion lacking deficit. Thought it was love like sent from above. You're not a soulmate. With ways and actions of a primate. Ooh, by lower senses coming, think of an extension. Pissed away all good intentions. Out of here, sister was missing. Intuition, maybe it was me. I couldn't see. Holding on to fantasy. Getting bitten by reality.
War wounds, purple heart, love veteran. Morphine, painkillers, drugs, and medicine. Anything just to forget the hurt.
Incoming!
Take cover, hit the dirt. On the front line, there's casualties in the mind. And the POWs get left behind. Mentally scarred for life. Love is war, and some chicks are just too hard to wipe.
I should've deaded it from Genesis instead of hitting the Guinnesses. Now I'm free falling, cursing matches, street brawling. He ceased calling, no appetite to feast, darling. So deep all in, I bet he never stopped balling. Women forsake God for the sin of a man. Sacrifice a whole life for a slice. Overstand, maybe it's a lack of pigment. Loneliness, imagine figment. Only got the car kitted to pull extra cheese in it. Damn, Jody. Coming with the okie doke, hokey poke, steady rocking boats, got me aiming for your throat, sniper scope. Weren't we supposed to elope? Proposed and you froze, I don't think that I can cope.
War wounds, purple heart, love veteran, morphine, painkillers, drugs, and medicine. Anything just to forget the hurt.
Incoming!
Take cover, hit the dirt. On the front line, it's casualties in the mind, and the POWs get left behind. Mentally scarred for life. Love is war, and some chicks are just too hard to wife.
Constant frustration stemming from a no-win situation. Russian lust and fornication adding to the complication. Patience is a virtue. Pain run deep with love desert you. Listening to whispering, choosing chaos over discipline. Simpleton. Life should really be a piece of intimate. Relationships strengthening. Flower essence, penstemon. Gentlemen, my favorite shit, so I'm never forsaking it. I persevere, make it fit, sculpting and reshaping it. Taking sips off a fifth of it, passionate, intense, incense, candles lit, scandalous, emotional, bandages. Why would he abandon this? Guess he couldn't handle it, the boss is magnanimous.
War wounds, purple heart, love veteran, morphine, painkillers, drugs, and medicine. Anything just to forget the hurt.
Incoming!
Take cover, hit the dirt. On the front line, it's casualties in the mind, and the POWs get left behind. Mentally scarred for life. Love is war, and some chicks are just too hard to wife.
It's quite happy just sitting here, just, you know, doing some Googling, catching up on the internet.
Head nodding to Doom.
Yep. This is The Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on a clear night in Sheffield.
There was quite a lot of tracks now, wasn't there? I just realised.
Oh dear, that means we've got a lot to talk
it
about.
It does, doesn't it? So I'll crack on. Kicked off with Organised Confusion, Keep It Coming from Stress, The Extinction Agenda, which recently got a 30th anniversary reissue press. Complete with instrumentals. That was one of the less sweary tracks on there. There was still some sneak through.
Yeah, sorry about that. I did mean to do the radio edit, but yeah, I was tired and had a nap instead.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Talking about that awesome killer swinging drum sample on that. You guessed it, though.
Yes, Young, Holt Unlimited.
Yeah.
Wah Wah Men.
That's it. They also use Ramsey Lewis Trio and a couple of different Cannonball Adderley tracks in there all together.
After that, we had one from a few years ago now, Buddy Peace with Miss Heart Stop Stepper. That was from 2017. That was from his Middle of the World, a Moonlight beat tape, where he watched Moonlight, loved the film, and was like, I'm going to do a beat tape.
Yeah, using all like, the songs from the soundtrack.
Yeah, he writes about it a lot more eloquently on his Bandcamp page. You can still get that. That's available, pay what you name your price. Definitely worth checking out. Also shows you on the Bandcamp page all the different things, kind of what all the flips were. That one was One Step Ahead by Aretha Franklin, you may have noticed.
After that, we played Obscure Cover of the Night.
And here's us thinking, oh yes, we do shows, every 25 shows we just play the weird stuff.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about saving it. There's more weird stuff on that compilation, where that came from. So yeah, the compilation that I found, it was on, is called Persian Underground Garage Rock Beat and Psychedelic Sounds from the Iranian 60s and 70s scene, actually pre-revolution. Originally released in 2010, when the Independent newspaper claimed that was one of the standout tracks from the comp and may even beat the original, and they put it on their hot playlist, which is pretty mind-blowing.
I don't know if it beats the original. I mean, we were saying in the studio, it's somehow the guitar track sounds all wobbly.
Yeah, like it's going out of in and out of time and sync.
Yeah, like as if it's on a record that's pressed wrong, but the vocals don't. Yeah. I don't really know how that's even possible.
So yeah, the band are called Takala. And yeah, there was Playing Fire originally by the Rolling Stones. Apparently there's a documentary about them from 2022 called Takala 50 Years Later. So I'm going to do some digging, see if I can find out anything more about these dudes.
Please do. After that, we went to something that's recorded a lot better, shall we say. It was a new one. It was Julie Beth Napolin with Time Image from the debut album. Only the Void Stands Between Us released couple of days ago. It's a good quote on the Bandcamp. Said, this is cosmic folk of the highest caliber. Julie's vocal melodies grow in your mind like they were planted on the shortest day of the year, an absolute treat for all of us temporal adventurers. Now admittedly, I did play an instrumental cut, so there wasn't any singing on that, but it got me thinking. We did a whole show of no vocals and looked up, we showed 285. You want to go into the archives? There is talking on it, but it's us. But look in there.
Boo.
Well, no. But there is lots of gold in there. Lots of different, as you'd expect, from two people that spend too much time making playlists and lists.
And listening to a weird music without any singing.
Yeah, yeah. But from looking at it, I mean, I don't remember it because it was a while ago. Yeah, there's some absolute gems on there. So I'll put that in the show notes for the Listen Again crew if you're desperate to hear that.
So from no vocals to lots of vocals.
Yeah.
We went to the Jesters of the So Strange, some classic New York street doo-wop from 1957. Heard that on the No Dogs in Space podcast recently. Just every now and again you get a gem from their weird picks.
Yes,
from their episodes. That's from the I'm currently listening to the Suicide double episode. Mainly with it, I had the next show of weird music in line.
So you're thinking there'll be some, it's like Suicide are a bit weird.
They're pretty weird. There'll be some weird music. Anyway, starts off with loads of doo-wop cuts. So this one's well good. It's going to have to go in the show. There's also talk a lot about how, it's quite interesting actually, like, I didn't really think about it at the time, but it's how that was the kind of sort of street gangster music almost, doo-wop.
Yeah, just sort of hanging around.
Yeah. It's like dangerous people on corners.
been singing
in dangerous areas, singing
tight harmonies
well.
That's a good point.
But when you listen to it now, you don't really think of it as sketchy, dangerous music.
No, not at all.
So yeah, I quite enjoyed that angle. Not a fresh take, but yeah, it's one I hadn't really thought about before.
Whenever I think of doo-wop, I think of that guy at Times Square Records that had a pet raccoon that sat on that super rare version of Stormy Weather. Sorry, there was one more in that set.
Yeah, MF Doom with Guinness's. He's not actually on that. It's Four Eyes and Angelica on there. But yeah, that one, Food album, also got a recent anniversary issue. This one's 20 years. So that was his classic second album, and that was from one of the tracks where he likes to hand over the mic to someone else.
Nice.
Do something more feminine as well. Anyway, we are going to play something new now. This is Kokoroko with Haya from their new EP, and we'll be back in a little bit.
お聞きの放送はシェフィールドライブザ・ナイトトレイン。
Inside.
Homeward Bound.
Yes. To say I was looking forward to the show when I picked you up and you went, are you hyped? I was like, yeah. And you're like, oh, that's at least one of us. 50% of us are. I've actually enjoyed it.
That's good.
That was the textbook final set of the night.
It was.
Nice and relaxing. Just as when you're about to drift off, the two of us come and waffle.
Yeah. So, starting out with Kokoroko's Higher. That is from their brand new EP, Get the Message. Came out on Brownswood last week or the week before. I've lost the date. It was November anyway.
Yeah, it's good enough.
But yeah, they're channeling the greats of West Africa through jazz-rooted approach, building on foundations by Fela Kuti, Tony Allen, Ebel Taylor. This track is, quote, a mantra, a balm for people, a voice of hope, promoting positive energy, unity and togetherness. I'm going to send that one out to Tara, because she messaged last night saying she got a ticket for We Out Here.
Oh, result.
And Kokoroko were in the first wave of artist announcements.
Nice, so we might be able to hear that live next year.
We might. Well, so we'll be able to see them.
Yeah, after that, we had Romance with Bring My Baby Back Again, and that was the tape. In my hour of weakness, I found a sweetness. So that, as the blurb sums it up best, I'll just read that. Romance returned to worship at the altar of iconic Canadian songbird, offering another winsome assemblage of tracks that see them reconstruct the DNA of Celine Dion's Disney princess power ballads into yearning ambient eulogies. That was a tape-only release that was out earlier in the year for the Once Upon a Time vinyl. It's had another sort of separate digital release you can get on the Bandcamp. I don't know if it's my album of the year, but it's probably the two albums I've listened to most this year, I think I will say. Followed that with one that I meant to play last week but forgot to pack it. It was Burial Unite from the Soldier. Is it Box of Dub?
It is, yeah. It's from 2008.
Yeah, apparently the first or only one that he'd made on a DAW, so like proper digital workstation.
Yeah, not in SoundForge, where he was supposed to make it in.
Which is kind of mad. I'd forgotten that bit about it. The vocal sample of that is from Missing You. Check this out for a posse cut. Brandy, Chaka Khan, Gladys Knight, and Tamia.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there was one more after that.
It was Jasmine Myra with Still Waters from her album released this year, Rising on Gondwana, produced by Matthew Horsall. I'll send that out to Nathan because he's been tipping me to for a while. It's a bit slow to take it up, so I've got there in the end. Oh, I accidentally heard it on the radio and went, oh, he was right. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Nice work. We get there eventually.
We do. Even if it's by accident.
Yes. So, I guess, a little bit to wrap up now. A few more shows to do this year. We're not going to do albums of the year because we don't, do we?
No, we do records we wasted stroke spent our money on.
Yes.
So it might be singles, it might be albums, it might be from this year, it probably won't be.
Yes, that's probably the safest bet to say. That's usually sort of sometime in December.
Yeah, how many releases you're sitting on?
It's lower than normal.
Is it? Mine's lower than last year, but it's still quite high.
Well, I think last year was a record-breaking year for you.
It was. The last 2 years were silly.
I just kind of limit him because I was planning on moving house, so I thought buying more records
is a bad idea.
Yeah,
I'm clocking in at 78 currently.
Right, yeah, I'm only on 41. I did almost buy the same OC's record twice though. I was sizing it up and I'm like, wait a second.
So that means between us we're pushing 120.
Okay, so we should have a show or two covered.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know when we'll do them. Maybe before New Year, but after Christmas.
Sounds good.
Work for me.
Right, one more song to play out.
Yeah. Curtis Mayfield's Tripping Out. I've been listening to some Curtis this week because Amy said, what Curtis Mayfield records have you got? I might want to play some. She's doing a disco thing. I went through a few of them. And then I started listening to some and I was like, oh, these are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything wild. Curtis Mayfield was pretty good.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Here we go.
So here's some Curtis Mayfield. Thank you.
tripping out. I'm tripping out over you today. I'm tripping out. I'm tripping out over you today. I'm tripping out over you today. I'm tripping out. I'm tripping out over you today. Over you, babe. I'm tripping out. I'm tripping out.
shipping out, shipping out, shipping out of you. I love it, baby. You're so good to me, little mama.